An advocate for passenger rail travel says the new Midwestern Regional Rail Plan is a wonderful four-decade vision for the transportation network in the region. 12 states, the Federal Railroad Administration, and various stakeholder groups have announced the blueprint to coordinate infrastructure investments over the next generation. Rick Harnish is the director of the High Speed Rail Alliance. He says the virtue of the plan is it treats the region as a rail system, not as separate routes.
I like how aggressive the plan is in proposing incredibly high frequencies on the core routes like Chicago to St. Paul, Chicago to Detroit, Chicago to St. Louis, etc. This is really what we should have started working on 20, 30 years ago.
Why does frequency matter so much?
Well, you know, you can get on your car whenever you want. Supposing you can drive, you need to get to at least hourly before it becomes really effective with taking public transit.
It doesn't get quite that good on the Chicago to St. Louis corridor.
Not today. It should be. And what they're proposing in the FRA framework, it would be somewhere between 16 and 25 trains a day. So that's hourly service.
Will it be true high-speed rail?
That's what the framework is suggesting, yes, for Chicago to St. Paul, Chicago to St. Louis, Detroit, Columbus, and Louisville, Indianapolis, Louisville, Nashville.
Any prospect of even more than 110 miles an hour?
So the travel times that they are talking about in this FRA plan require going 200 miles an hour.
How can we get there? That will require a whole bunch of things. What are they?
The simplest is that the state of Illinois needs to commit to doing it. And then there have been multiple studies that show that it is physically feasible, and it could be done in large parts alongside existing interstate highways. It's a matter of the state making the commitment to do it.
And what's the price tag?
A fraction of building Interstate 55 from scratch. So in terms of the impact that we're having on communities today, having a huge burden on maintaining their existing highway infrastructure, this would put a lot more people on trains, which means a lot more people coming without bringing their car. It's a very important investment.
The plan also includes the possibility of more commuter rail kinds of things linking, say, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Galesburg, and on to Bloomington Normals, as much as the interurban did between Peoria and Bloomington and Bloomington and Springfield back in the early part of the last century. I haven't seen that sort of thing in a long time. Is that likely to become reality?
This is an opportunity for local communities to get engaged and excited in making an integrated network happen. It should be just a matter of course that you can take a train, perhaps a connecting bus, to and from all of the kind of clusters of cities in Illinois, Springfield, Decatur, Champaign-Urbana, Bloomington-Normal, Peoria, Galesburg, the Quad Cities, St. Louis, East St. Louis, Chicago. You should be able to get around those, between all of those cities easily and conveniently without a car, but it's going to take the local communities really getting invested in making it happen.
What needs to be a commitment from, say, the town of Normal or the city of Bloomington? What size of commitment, investment are we talking about?
This is about creating a coalition of the leaders in these cities to create a true state program on par with the state highway program to really ramp up our local transit agencies, the existing Greyhound and Burlington buses, Amtrak, and fill in the missing gaps and make it a lot faster and a lot more frequent.
Have we been here before? Great plans or plans that sound compelling founder on a change in administration after they're initially generated?
So we keep getting closer and closer. And it's not a straight line up, but it's a curvy line up. So we are much farther along than we were 10 years ago. We're not moving as quickly as we need to by any means. But again, that's a matter of the local communities making it clear that this is something important to them.
Quantify the progress in the last 10 years in the Chicago to St. Louis corridor, for instance.
Well, on the Chicago to St. Louis corridor, when I first started this job, if it rained, the trains had to slow down to 10 miles an hour. Frequently, the grade crossings wouldn't work, so the trains had to stop and make sure that people knew the train was there before the train went across the highway. The tracks were rough. It was bad. So today, we've got a world-class railroad. We've got all new stations. A lot of the communities got new road improvements. Grade crossings are much safer, and we're much better off than we were 10 years ago. And that's very exciting. Again, we've got more to do, but it's been huge progress.
Is this vision likely to founder upon the U.S. Senate?
The key is, just as this needs to be a statewide program, we need a federal program that serves all states. And, you know, the rural communities of Montana are really struggling to stay connected to the economy. And so there's a string of them that's currently, they don't have Amtrak service today. They've currently banded together to push for Amtrak service to their communities. There's groups like that all across the country. And that's what we really need to make this successful, is a truly national program, not high-speed rail everywhere, but a mix of things, much better bus service, better Amtrak service, and high-speed rail mixing, depending upon the locale.
Rick Harnish is the director of the High Speed Rail Alliance. That's a nationwide advocacy group based in Chicago. Harnish says the next step is for communities such as Bloomington Normal, Pontiac, Dwight, and so on to tell the state five trains a day on the Chicago to St. Louis route is not enough, that it needs to be 8 or 10. This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org.